Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the back. Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, You can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, a comprehensive guide of rocks, crystals, and stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. Think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy, be healthy, be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Good afternoon. This is Claudia Cleary, and this is Namaste Nutrition. I would like to take this time to welcome all of our listening audience to the show. It is such a pleasure to be here with you on this very beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I had to stop and think because we were traveling this past weekend and my days are a little bit skewed at this point, but all is good and I'm sure I'll catch up in a day or so. So before we begin, I just would like to reiterate to people that if you have questions about nutrition or questions about the correct supplementation, please don't hesitate to email me at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. That's claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. You can also visit my website at www.shop.com. That's shop.com/Claudia Cleary, all one word. And there you can find supplements, and I will say that you can also find all kinds of other things, too, that will probably satisfy you if you really like to shop. But if you're at a time where you cannot end up going to a store for various reasons, or you're shopping for somebody who lives in another area of the country, it's a really useful site. So if you have any questions, once again, just email me and let me know. Today's show, we have a very special guest on the show today. I have been wanting to meet this woman for quite a long time. Her name is Angela Thomas, and she is local to us here in St. Louis, which is really awesome. I like highlighting local people and the work that they do, because it's really great to keep it in St. Louis and to expand what we are doing here with connecting to spirit, connecting to our own intuitive abilities, and also tapping into, you know, something that's a little bit outside the mainstream. And that's what Angela Thomas does. She is a remarkable teacher. I have it from very good authority with the person who's sitting across the room from me, who happens to be my intrepid producer, that she's an amazing spiritual and psychic development instructor over at St. Charles County Community College. And she specializes in helping people manifest and develop their own psychic abilities, their intuitive skills, in ways that can help enhance what they're doing with the rest of their lives. And so I'd like to take this time to welcome Angela to the program. Hi, Angela.
Hello, Claudia. How are you doing?
I am good. It is so great to hear your voice and to finally talk to you.
Ah, yes, indeed. Nice to be on the show. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you here. I'd like you to take this time to talk to my people who are listening. Before we start talking about, you know, what you do, I would just like to take this time real quick before we go into this to let people know that if you have a question for Angela, is this okay with you if people have questions for you?
Absolutely.
Marvelous. Please call in 347-237-5339. I'll repeat the number again. It's 347-237-5339. Please punch 1 after you're into the system, and then that way you will be in the queue so that you can ask Angela a question. And that's one of the things that Amanda sits across the room and does for me. She helps to coordinate and corral anybody who is interested in speaking to whoever I have on as a guest. So that being said, I would like to ask you, Angela, please tell us exactly what you do over in your classes, how this works, and how people can get a hold of you, and anything else that you would like to discuss.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on at St. Charles Community College with developing your psychic abilities. And what I offer is an immediate, well, actually a beginning, intermediate, and advanced classes in psychic development. So we take it, Claudia, really in that beginning class, we start with colors and meditation and auras and chakras. And many people that attend the beginning class go, you know, I've already had some of that, or I've been introduced to that. But we go one step further in how we take those colors and auras and chakras and work with them to build upon our better intuitive abilities, and we get into a little bit of telepathy. We get into a little bit of beginning precognition, and precognition is the ability to predict or see something in the future. So we're introduced to that, and we're introduced to beginning retrocognition. So retrocognition would be the ability to look in the past. And a lot of people may be saying, well, I don't have any interest in looking into the past. But if, you know, anyone is psychic or plans to do the work professionally, sometimes psychics are called upon to do casework, maybe criminal casework. For example, if you're familiar with, you know, the late Anne Martin, or Annette Martin, rather, she did a lot of criminal casework where she would actually go on the scene and say, this is the event that led up to this murder, for example. And so it's very important. Intermediate is a lot of precognition, retrocognition, and an introduction to remote viewing. And remote viewing, for your listeners that don't know exactly what that is, it really is the ability to sit in your chair and see any object or place anywhere in the world. Remote viewing was really created by the late psychic Ingo Swann, who passed away 3 weeks ago. And
ooh,
Ingo,
wow,
along with Dr. Russell Targ and Dr. Harold Puthoff, worked together for 25 years training the United States Central Intelligence Agency to remote view, and they became psychic spies, you see,
mm-hmm,
during the Cold War period. And so
mm-hmm,
I teach techniques how to do the remote viewing and how to really enhance all the abilities that we have as a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So
it
that's
sounds like,
what's going on there.
Yeah, it sounds like what you do can help a lot of different aspects of what people do in their current employment. So, like, maybe you could answer this, too. Supposing somebody's listening to this program and they're curious, but they're not necessarily interested in developing their psychic skill set for professional work, how can intuitive capabilities enhance what people are currently doing for their chosen occupation?
Well, how do they enhance it without actually getting into the classes?
No, if say they decide to end up, I'm just putting this out there. Supposing
mm-hmm,
you have somebody who's comfortable in their career, and they might
mm-hmm,
be a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer, maybe a police officer, maybe a social worker, maybe somebody who works in something like a hotel management, maybe somebody who works in food preparation, maybe somebody
mm-hmm,
who works in massage therapy, maybe somebody who works in, oh, I don't know, personal training. I'm just putting that out there. This is their chosen profession. Supposing they're listening to what you're saying about psychic development, saying, well, that's really interesting, but how can that be applicable to what I currently do? So maybe you can touch on that.
Well, certainly, you know, intuitive abilities are important in all fields and all industries,
mm-hmm,
particularly when we talk about physicians, nurses, therapists, so on and so forth, that, you know, they follow their intuitive abilities every day and oftentimes do not realize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a lot of people that are you know, working on Wall Street. And again, you have an intuitive abilities that they are utilizing every day. And
right,
so to learn how to access a deeper intuitive ability and how to utilize that to the greatest potential is why I teach these classes. So whether
mm-hmm,
you're a professional that has absolutely no interest in becoming, let's say, a professional psychic, just taking the classes alone can enhance their intuitive ability, you know, what they currently have, and then, you know, use the classes as building blocks to
mm-hmm,
enhance their abilities even more so. Now, I have to tell you, Claudia, that, you know, when we apply intuitive abilities towards our own businesses, one of the best intuitive business consultants out there is Victoria
mm-hmm,
Duff. And
mm-hmm,
I will be offering some online psychic classes beginning in the third week of May. And Victoria Duff will be offering an intuitive business consulting class to show others not only how to apply it in their industry, let's say if you're a stockbroker, but also offering classes on if you're a professional wishing to delve into an intuitive business, let's say professional psychic, professional Reiki master, or whatever the case may be, then she'll show you step by step how to put that together.
That's amazing because I think that people who are tapped into their intuition in most cases usually see how it can end up enhancing other people, you know, other areas of their lives. But I think for people who are just getting interested or just touching into, just starting to learn a little bit more about it, they don't understand how it's applicable. So this answer is a really good one for a lot of the people who are curious but don't see how it applies to what they do. How did you get involved in doing this work? I mean, what sort of set the stage and what was your background to start going in this direction, Angela?
You mean the direction of teaching others their psychic abilities?
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, I've been a practicing professional psychic for years, and, you know, I had developed a lot of different methods and approaches and even techniques to help advance my own intuitive abilities. And then I started to write them down, and one by one I started coming across individuals that say, you know, I know that I have psychic abilities. I just do not know how to access it when I want it. In other words, you know, their experience was, well, they may get a prediction or an insight that came in involuntarily. So it's like, can you show me how to access my psychic ability so I can make a better decision or I can utilize it? And so I began doing that in small groups. And then in New Orleans, as well as the Mississippi Gulf Coast, I began teaching psychic development classes. And so I am a research study psychic for the study of precognition by a world-famous doctor. And so throughout the years of being a research psychic, I also learned that it's not just giving any sort of a prediction or just using your abilities. You have to fine-tune it. You have to be very exact. And being a part of a research psychic for the study of precognition has allowed me the ability to even teach others, let's take it step by step. Let's be a little methodical in our predictions. Let's, you know, be very detailed orientated. And so that's really, you know, how I stumbled into it, is being a professional psychic, trying to be in service to others by showing them that they too can utilize their abilities.
I think that that's interesting. How did you manifest these skills that you have right now? I mean, obviously you've developed them to such a high degree that you can end up bringing them into play in lots of different areas of your life, which is pretty impressive. I mean, I know what St. Charles is like. I know how conservative a lot of St. Charles is, pockets of conservatism everywhere in the city. So how do you end up navigating through that level of conservative challenges that you know you come across with people who like sort of look at you like you have two heads? I mean, I've encountered that a couple of times.
Right.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. So I'm curious as to how you handle something like that.
Well, you know, I completely understand what you're saying as far as you know, receiving negativity from others or someone looking at you like you are a two-headed monster. But one of the things that I do not do is give energy towards that type of belief system. I can honor their own belief systems and literally say, you know, hang on to your belief systems. I don't try to argue and go, oh, no, you're wrong. There's more to it than what you're seeing or getting or believing. But at the same time, I introduce that, you know, I'm not so much a, you know, I'm not a devil worshiper. and I may, you know, I can say in the beginning I was a bit nervous, especially in New Orleans and the Mississippi Gulf Coast, which is highly, either you have the Baptist Bible Belt running through it or you have, you know, a lot of Catholics who did not quite understand the spiritual side of intuitive abilities. So I would just say, you know, when they ask, well, what do you do for a living? I would say, you know, I help to track missing persons for stranger abduction cases, FBI cases. And when I gave one of my ways of utilizing that ability, then it softened, let's say, the blow or softened the surprise. And they would go, how do you do that? Well, I use my psychic abilities to do that. So instead of saying I'm reading your future, I would say, look, I'm helping to find missing children. And no one could argue that that is a tremendous service to offer to others. And so it wasn't so, you know, negative when they heard that. So to navigate through the negativity, I've simply ignored what others you know, their belief systems, because their belief systems are not necessarily my own. And so you can't give a great deal of a time and attention to negativity without it impacting your own life. So I simply make a statement and I move on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of traditional-based, you know, religious sects, like, you know, whether you're Baptist, Catholic, Episcopal, you know, whatever the case may be, there's a lot of things that are parallel, you know, mm-hmm. when it comes to spiritual belief systems. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's the common thread right there. So if anybody ever cares to sit down and have an intelligent discussion about it, that's wonderful. At least they have something in common. But mm-hmm. navigating through it has been a long road, mm-hmm. and I don't, you know, I don't argue, and I don't fall into, you know, an argument. So, mm-hmm. I do my own work, and I move on.
mm-hmm. Probably the best way of dealing with it. So at what age were you made aware of yourself that not everybody had the same capability of either seeing beings that others couldn't see or hearing messages that others couldn't hear? Or knowing things that other people just seem to take, they you know, I think most children, when they manifest this, and I would assume, you know, please forgive me if I'm making an assumption that's not correct, but I would imagine that you probably manifested these skills when you were young, correct?
That's correct. I mean, but we all do, right? When we're mm-hmm. young, when we're young children, you know, in early childhood, let's say from mm-hmm. toddler to first grade, mm-hmm. you know, we automatically assume, well, everybody gets that, you know, mm-hmm. or everybody sees that or feels that energy mm-hmm. or
right.
gets that spirit is here.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
as you get older and you're intermingled into, you know, traditional school and other cultures from other children, you realize, you know, I am different. And so I have to say to you that, you know, I recognize the difference when I was of school age, and as I became a teenager, then definitely the line was drawn. I knew that mm-hmm. For sure that not only did I experience other things that people didn't, but even the conversation was not up for debate. You know, I shied away and thought, oh, Lord, they're going to think I'm crazy. So from, I'd say, teenager on, I've learned throughout the years how to manage it, what to do with it, you know, to offset any negativity or to, you know, bring more positive things to the ability. So it's been a long road. I'm 52 years old. I've had a lot of experience. And mm-hmm. It just takes time. It takes time mm-hmm. to, you know, develop it to the point where you can actually be effective.
Mm-hmm.
You
oh,
know,
sure.
so somebody
yeah.
starting
well,
out as an intuitive, you know, mm-hmm. on purpose, being an intuitive mm-hmm. on purpose, because
right.
we're all intuitive, right? But
right.
being,
well,
if somebody starts out with being an intuitive on purpose, they must know that they need to practice certain techniques and approaches and, you know, get into a routine of, let's say, meditation, which is the foundation for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And put their time and their work in to develop those like they would develop any other skill. If you're learning
mm-hmm.
a skill to be a carpenter, certainly you're not going to be able to build a house on your first day. You know what I'm saying? It takes time to
of course.
Learn the craft so that one day you can build the house being effective mm-hmm. to other people, you know,
mm-hmm.
for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
That's how we,
absolutely.
You know, we develop our psychic abilities with intent.
Mm-hmm.
With it, the power of intention and with practice and being on purpose, doing things on purpose.
Absolutely, absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about some of the cases that you have worked in the past and what you've been able to uncover that led to the finding and solving crimes for the either FBI or local law enforcement agencies?
Yes, most of my casework, I initially started out with child finders, which was
mm-hmm.
a group of psychics throughout the United States that worked together collectively to do the cases. And then from time to time, I would work solo. And
mm-hmm.
it was stranger abduction cases, like I said, for the through the FBI. And to be quite honest with you, Claudia, you know, in today's age, most missing children in a stranger abduction case or a non-custodial
mm-hmm.
parent abduction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially stranger abduction cases, they've really got about a 1-hour window. Mm-hmm. Years ago, it was a 72-hour window that a child would, either come out of the situation alive or dead. But unfortunately, there's a lot of aggressive criminals out there that, kill them within the first hour and separate from those children. So mm-hmm. in the cases that I did, the majority of those children were, of course, recovered dead. But I am of the belief system that it does not matter at that point whether the child is alive or dead. We want them alive, right? But
of course,
every family and every little victim deserves to be recovered and brought home. And mm-hmm. so I've worked with cases where children, were recovered. Hallelujah. But in the most part, it was recovering, finding them after they had already passed. So it's a very big passion of mine because there are over 2,500 calls per day that the FBI receives that are real, true, missing children cases that would mm-hmm. be reported to the FBI by local authorities. So we already know it's a real case. It's not someone calling and just playing and hanging up on the FBI. So with 2,500 missing children, and not all of those are stranger abductions or non-custodial parent abductions. Some of those include runaways, endangered mm-hmm. missing. You may have a child that has, let's say, diabetes or some sort of health challenge that they may, collapse while walking home from school, or, they're missing and you can't find them and you're looking desperately for them very quickly to recover them before anything does seriously happen to them.
Sure.
So
mm-hmm.
it includes all sorts of cases. But, I've worked, like I said, as solo as well as through the group. And I led teams of psychics, which we would take a police-formatted matrix and get all the details about the child and ask questions about, last seen, where now, what direction, how many miles away, very specific details so that when the case was done and placed in writing, it's not just saying, oh, I get this, I see a red truck or something like that. It's very detailed orientated. So once mm-hmm. that's down on paper, then that was then given to the police liaison so that he or she mm-hmm. could pass it on to those detectives on the ground with those details, in a police format, all about the child and then a separate matrix done for the abductor. Because, again, mm-hmm. within 1 hour, there's generally they kill the missing child or injure the missing child, and then they separate. So it's necessary to track, in two different directions. Rarely are you going to find the victim and the abductor together unless you can nail them in the first hour.
Well, then what about a situation like Sean Hornbeck? I don't know if you looked into that case at all, but I do know that he was missing for 3 years and miraculously was found alive.
Right. I did the Sean Hornbeck case when I was still on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I did that mm-hmm. and handed all the information in. And, you can't force them to use it.
Right.
You can't force because, one police liaison may differ from another in attitude. Some police officers welcome any information from mm-hmm. a psychic, while others go, that's a lot of hocus pocus, that's a lot of nonsense, mm-hmm. I'm not even going to give it my time and attention. So I did the Sean Hornbeck case many years ago.
Yeah, so when you ended up receiving information about Sean Hornbeck, how soon after he was abducted did you receive your information? And what was the, how soon did you turn that information in?
Well, I started on the case. I got the case about a week after the abduction.
Mm-hmm.
and then did it right then and there. It took me about an hour to go through all of the matrices, and then, of course, turned it in. And, you know, that was it. You turn it in, and you're done. Now, personally, I do not try to follow up with any cases. You do the cases, and you turn it over and give it to, you know, law enforcement to do their jobs.
Right.
I've never said, hey, I'm going to come up there or I'm going to go over there and travel to where you are and I'm going to be on the ground because, number one, that's geographically challenging and time-consuming.
Oh, sure.
And secondly, a lot of police officers don't want that. You know, if you're a detective and a professional, they don't want a stranger in on your crime scenes.
Sure.
So, you know, it all varies. But, you know, I just hand in the information and God bless them. In fact, I have to say to you that, you know, especially my first several months of participating with Child Finders, I would ask, oh, let me know, you know, let me know if they recover little Susie Smith. And they would let me know. But when they contacted me, they would contact me when I was not in my psychic work mode. And, you know, they would say, well, little Susie Smith was recovered, but, of course, she was not recovered alive. And so I would feel that as Angela, as a non-working psychic then, and being a mother and a grandmother, it was devastating. So I said from then on, after 3 months of an emotional up and downs, I would certainly say, you know, here's the information, and please don't let me know anything. You know, unless, you know, from time to time you might have a police liaison contact you and say, I need a little bit more information about this area that you mentioned on the matrix.
Okay, going back
to the
Sean Hornbeck.
I'm sorry?
No, I was just going to say, going back to the Sean Hornbeck case, do you recall what it was that you received as far as information about him and what you sent in?
No, I mean, the only thing that I remember about the Sean Hornbeck case was the actual, you know, the actual site of abduction. You know, that's very vivid. And, you know, I don't have any details as to, you know, did I say it was north, south, east, west, or southwest, or how many miles away. It's been many years ago, and Sean, you know, is one of the many. You know, one of the many.
Oh, sure. I'm just using him as an example, just because it was such a high profile case, and the fact that he
was high profiled. You know, here's the thing. I don't know what Missouri, as far as the media coverage was, because I was sitting on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Biloxi, Mississippi. And so certainly Sean Hornbeck's case came over the news, you know, a missing child reported out of Missouri, blah, 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 blah. But there wasn't any other follow-up to that. You know, I'm sure Missouri had more invested in its own citizen, and they may have given more information, but I never saw it. Because, again, Sean Hornbeck is one of the many cases that I covered. So, you know, once they recovered Sean Hornbeck, then, of course, I'd already moved to Missouri, and, of course, CNN covered it, and there was a lot of national exposure to the case then. But at the time of doing that, you know, it was the mention of a child doing the case, one little news coverage story on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and that was it.
Of course.
So, in other words, you know, whatever people in Missouri experienced, I'm sure that their local news probably had follow-ups and maybe a news story and tried to keep that in the news for a while, but I never saw that news.
Sure, of course. So what are you focusing on at this point regarding your intuitive work besides, you know, you do the classes and everything? Are you still doing child recovery or are you?
I rarely take child cases right now. You know, I have a tremendous schedule. I'm on a 7-day-a-week schedule. And I, you know, I rarely, unless somebody that I know calls me up and says, please, can you devote a bit of time towards this case, I'm not taking any cases at the moment. Once I, you know, clear the schedule and get beyond the big things that I need to complete, then, of course, I would like to do a bit more, but not as much as I did for, you know, 6 years of back-to-back-to-back cases. Because, you know, I do other types of work, and I have my own little business, and it would be very difficult to do daily or even weekly cases, because those cases are not paid for services. Those were my volunteer services to give back to the communities throughout the country. You know, I'm a strong believer in being in service to others, and so I did not charge them for my time. And those cases are very time-consuming.
Of course, of course.
So I will get back into it, but not as routinely as I did before.
Of course. So what are you focusing on right now, since you're not doing so much with the child find cases? What's the predominant focus of your psychic and intuitive work?
Well, the most dominant thing at the moment is to expand the Developing Your Psychic Abilities classes, bringing those classes online. And one of the great assets or values of bringing that online, Claudia, is to break the geographic barriers. You know, somebody sitting in, let's say, Tennessee or even in Illinois or anywhere in the country that have an interest in participating in something like that cannot go to St. Charles Community College and show up, you know, 2 hours each week for 6 weeks per level. So being online gives them the ability to do the same work and be interactive. And so I'm working on getting that all set up. I've brought on other instructors. In fact, I've got a local aromatherapist, John Klug, and he is going to be offering how to utilize, you know, your intuition with the aromatherapy, which I think is going to be a very popular class. You know, our own Amanda Dowell would be offering pet communications. And so we have, I have dowsers, I have astrologers, I have tarot instructors, I have psychic mediumships, I've got in Spanish and English on some of those, the astrologer, I have one in English and one that will be teaching in Hindi, you know, Hindi being the language of India, the predominant language
of
India.
Yeah.
So there's a variety of instructors. And like I even mentioned, Victoria Duff, being an intuitive business consultant, she certainly is a business consultant, period. But, you know, showing others how they can build their businesses if they wish to pursue being a professional, you know, whether that's a Reiki master or a psychic or whatever the case may be. I've got a couple of life coaches and health and wellness coaches, and, you know, the list goes on and on.
Of course.
So that's
course.
The focus, is bringing a platform to both instructors as well as students, you know, to take either quick workshops, whether those are a one-time, one-hour workshop, or whether it's a series of classes. Because I believe, you know, Claudia, that there's a lot of experts out there that have a lot to teach, you know, such as yourself, that you know, could utilize the platform to show your expertise and share your expertise, and at the same time being able to aid others and then be in service of others by having students, you know, to enroll in your classes or somebody else's class, and it becomes a platform for both teacher and learner. And so that's the most pressing thing for me right now, the most dominant thing, is to roll it out, not only for myself, because I have my, I've been teaching this a long time, I've got all of my information down, but, you know, to be of service to others by going online and going, you know, worldwide, because we know the internet is worldwide. And so it's a great thing for people to be able to learn. And it's not just, you know, there's thousands of courses, I'm sure, you know, that other psychics or intuitives offer online or through mail or, you know, through a webinar. And that's one thing I think, you know, I'm glad for them. But the way this is different than the those that are being offered is that you have an interactive class. You have not only instructor, but you have others that are in the classroom with you, that you'll still be able to partner up, but you're not partnering up in person, you know, to do some of those exercises.
Yeah.
So
of
it's
course.
Really, you know, something I'm very proud of, and I hope that it goes on for years and years and years.
Well, I hope so, too, for your sake. It sounds like you're very, very passionate about what you do. Have you been able to publish anything in terms of like a workbook to help move people in this direction if they can't take classes with you?
Well, actually, you know, I've been holding on like to a precious possession or something, my Developing Your Psychic Abilities book. Mm-hmm. I call it the Fast Track Guide to Enhancing Your Gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And each time that I'll be publishing through Balboa Press, and each mm-hmm. time I think, okay, I'm ready to let it go, I pull it back and say, no, I'm not quite ready yet. I want to add.
Mm-hmm.
So I need I need to draw the line and say enough is enough. You don't need to say everything, Angela. Just let it go. So, you know, sometime in the near future, Balboa and I will be getting together. And Balboa Press, by the way, is the sister company to Hay House Publishing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So they're very well known. And a great group of people over there. So I will have that. In addition to it, for those, you know, people that take my classes, you know, through the book or whether, you know, they take it through me in person, there will be a certification option available to them. And that certification option is to say, let's say, Claudia, that you go, you know, I really do like this, you know, your courses, Angela. I'd like to be able to teach those courses
mm-hmm.
to my own group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would have to go through a special, you know, training class through me, and then you would be provided the materials, you know, handouts, PowerPoints, whatever the case may be. Then, you know, once you certify through me, then you can teach my classes. Now, and I, you know, and I know that a lot of instructors currently out there go, well, I teach my own. Why in the heck would I want to teach yours? And, you know, that's up to them, but I know what works and what does not work. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, if somebody literally practices and puts the time in and builds upon their abilities, you know, it really does. It's like a fast track to enhancing their abilities, you know, their gifts. So I'm thinking, why wouldn't they want to teach it? You know, if you're going to have a workshop or a class to talk about, let's say, how to do mediumship or how to work with the chakras, wouldn't you want to have the work already done for you? It's like a business mm-hmm. in a box, Claudia.
Okay.
Here you go. Here's
yeah.
all the information. This is the manual. This is the PowerPoints. This is the handouts. This
mm-hmm.
is what you can teach.
So do you think that if you ever do end up deciding to let go of this clutch that you have on your book, you could actually create a second volume for the additional information that comes in if you do finally decide to publish?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what I already have existing just touches upon, you know, so many areas of the psychic world and so many areas of our abilities. But there's so much more to it, as you well know. So certainly to expand that beyond where it is right now would require a second volume. But just finishing this first everything, which is highly comprehensive, and because it is comprehensive, then I, you know, otherwise I'd just spit out a book and say, there you go. But because it's so comprehensive, it does take a lot of time. I don't want to leave any stone unturned. I'm a perfectionist in that area. I'm a writer also, so everything
mm-hmm.
has to be perfect before I let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that, especially when it comes to writing something. You always want to go back and tweak it a little bit. I haven't published anything, but I have written large volumes of stuff, especially
right.
when I was doing my thesis, and I wrote my thesis for my master's degree. And, oh, my gosh.
Well, I've got 4 days to finish my thesis now for my MFA, so
oh, wow.
My master's in fine arts. So
uh-huh.
I understand your pain.
Well, I understand yours completely. So have you finished the bulk of it? I hope that what you're dealing with is just a minor revision at this point.
I have a little bit more to add. Mercury in retrograde has been quite challenging, especially towards my own computer devices. So I've lost a little writing time, but trying to meet the deadline. So
absolutely.
You know, what can you do?
You just do the best that you can with what you have. So
Right.
Just out of curiosity, do you still do readings for people, or is that not something that you're really pursuing at this point?
Well, yes, I do readings for people. I have a clientele that's worldwide, and thanks to the internet, that has allowed me to expand my clientele, you know, throughout the world. So absolutely, I do offer reading services. I offer 30 minutes and 1 hour sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say I highly recommend that you record it. Because when
I
read for somebody, we're not engaging in a dialogue. You know,
right.
I'm just delivering the messages. And I will from time to time, you know, ask them, do you have any questions at this time? But other than that, I have to be the one that's talking and not engaging in dialogue, because the messages and the information come to me in such a variety of ways and so quickly that if I don't say it right then and there, there's a good chance that I may lose it. So I don't want to be tied up in a conversation or dialogue with somebody that I'm reading for, because the most important thing to me is to be able to give them detailed information and a lot of it. You know,
of course.
So not this slow, you know, maybe someone has gone to a psychic before and they're very slow paced and they cover maybe two or three things and then boom, the reading's over. And, you know, from my own experience, because I have gone to psychics in the past, walked away very disappointed, not knowing, not having a bit of information that I really wanted to know. You know, saying you're
and
a nice person, or, you know, you've got a lover coming into your life, or you've got, you know, a windfall coming in, you know, that doesn't say much. You know, people want to know the details. When are they coming in? Where? How will I know that individual? How will that money come to me? Or how am I going to lose my money? You know, depending on the message.
Right. Of course. Of course. And what are the predominant areas that you end up reading for people with regards to, you know, their primary interest? Do you discover, you know, the standard five areas or so are usually the predominant ones?
Well, yes, definitely, definitely. But, you know, people, most people want to know about love, money, and health. And they may ask you 200 different ways about those areas. Or they may be very specific in asking about their health or their love life or their, you know, whatever the case may be. But, I mean, I read for lawyers, I read for actors and actresses, I read for, you know, tax people, and I don't know taxes from a hole in the wall. I don't know legal terminology. I know what a courtroom is, and I know what, you know, conviction is, or, you know, basic terminology. But, you know, with some of my attorneys, clients that I read for, I'm able to just give them what I'm getting, and they know what, you know, they know the terms. I don't know the terms. So,
so you basically
I mean, you go, you know, you have people that go beyond love, health, and money. You know, there are some pretty challenging problems that people face out there every day. And so they want somebody to be able to give them the influences, the insights, so that they can make a more informed decision about, you know, that area of concern. And that's what I offer.
Of course. So you can target issues that people are having and how to best resolve them. I mean, do you get messages on how to resolve whatever those issues are, or to circumvent whatever challenges are coming for?
I do get messages, but here's how I work, Claudia. You know, nothing is set in stone. And I often use the analogy that, let's say, a man and a woman plan to marry, and they've planned the wedding, and now they're down to the wedding day, and they one of them gets up to the altar and changes their mind in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people change the direction, their path, you know, in seconds. In seconds, using the wedding day analogy. You know, they don't pre-plan, hey, tomorrow I'm going to go down the aisle and then I'm going to run out of the church. They don't plan to run out of the church the next day.
No, of course not.
They go, okay, I'm going to get married. I'm walking down the aisle. I'm standing in front of that preacher or whoever is marrying them. And then instantly they change their mind. So their intentions may be, you know, they may have worked years on something. This is, I'm definitely going to do this. This is what I want. And I read about those influences. And so I will say to them, if you decide to take the XYZ path, or if you decide to accept the offer, let's say if that's a career offer, you know, a job offer, then you can expect these results, or I see it's a positive thing for you and blah, blah, blah. Or I may also say, but if you decide to do the other way and stay where you are, then you can expect these things to be happening. Or even yet, if you plan to do nothing, because a lot of people do absolutely nothing with important areas of their life, and they do nothing based out of fear. And it's fear of change that keeps them stagnant. And so I will say to them, it's up to you. If you decide to do this, this is the outcome that you can expect.
Makes
right?
A lot of
sense. Because, again, it's really up to them. So if I read, let's say, the bride-to-be, and she's, you know, we're getting married, you know, next week or whatever, and if I will say, if you decide to go forward with, you know, your groom, John Doe, then I will say, you know, whether that's going to be positive or whether that's going to be long-lasting or whether I'm not seeing it happen at all. So it just depends on, you know, what it is and, you know, what influences are influencing that person's decision. Because we can't force others to do our will. I never, ever say to a client, this is what you need to do, Mary Smith. Now you go ahead and you do this, this, and this. Because then I am forcing my own will against, you know, Mary Smith. I can only tell her as a psychic, these are the messages.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's hard, I think, to stay detached when you are doing readings like that and make sure that people understand the free will behind the messages is still in play. And
well,
I think that's a big challenge for some.
Right, and if we put our two cents in, we're not being a psychic then. We're not offering a psychic service. If we put our two cents in, then we're going back to logic and opinion. And so when we, even out of love for, let's say, a family member, when we're offering our advice and we say, listen, if I were you, I would do it like this, this, and this, or you better do it like this or else, right? What we're doing is we're throwing our will or we're trying to control or manipulate the situation. When all we can do as a psychic is say, here are the influences, this is the insight, this is the outcome, should you decide to take this path. And the rest is up to them. They're the ones that determine ultimately the outcome.
Of course. I think that once again, it's, you know, it is up to the individual to make that decision based on what they opt to do. And, you know, that is subject to change without notice. You can't always predict when that's going to happen. Angela, we're almost out of time. Would you please be kind enough to give the information on your website, your email, and your contact information if you wish to have people contact you for parties or for information, more details about classes or how to get a hold of you if they'd like to have a reading? I'm sure that they would be very interested in connecting with you.
Certainly. I have two websites. One is angelathomas.org, and the org is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Angelathomas.org or developingyourpsychicabilities.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So people can go to those sites to find out more information about you and send you an email if they wish?
Absolutely. If they, you know, I have class schedules on both of those sites and information on how to contact me.
That would be great because I'm sure that some of my listening audience would really enjoy connecting with you and talking to you about whatever is weighing heavily on their minds that they need some answers about from someone who is impartial. And so I would like to take this time just to say thank you to you for taking time out of your obviously crazy busy schedule to come and talk
yes.
to us today and to my listening audience. And I really hope that you come back soon and best of luck with regards to finishing up your thesis and your master's degree. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much, Claudia, for having me on the show.
You're very, very welcome. It was a pleasure having you here.
All right. Well, God bless you and goodbye.
Bye-bye, Angela. To all of my listening audience, I'd like to say thank you so much for joining us for the last hour. This is Claudia Cleary, and the show is Namaste Nutrition. And I hope you have a marvelous week. Namaste.